Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
First college football game coming up Saturday at noon. Florida State, Georgia Tech. It'll kind of wet the whistle a little bit. And then it starts in earnest next Thursday. The full slate. And Michigan is part of ESPN's coverage today, good and bad. But we were asking the question. Rico's five-star zone comes out later today, wherever you get your podcasts, and talk Tony Garcia of the Free Press. The common belief is it's going to be Alex Orji or Davis Warren, a former walk-on. Those are your quarterbacks. What is the floor for Michigan football? David, I thought, was a little negative at 7, because I said 8. I think they're 8 or 9. They're just somewhere right there. The defense, they can lean on it. Big Ten still sucks. You can add more teams, but it still sucks. And I only see 3 games I look at and go, probably a loss. But David and Rico are at 7. I'm at 8. We've had a couple of callers calling at 6. David, what do the ticket texters have to say?
If Orji is good, then they can go 11-1. If he's bad, likely 8-4.
Just explain the 11-1 to me, so I can understand what planet you're on.
I don't quite understand that either. The floor for
11-1 means he's the best, read option quarterback almost
in a system where they don't really run read option. And even when JJ attempted it, would never pull the football and go. You didn't hire some big offensive coordinator who specializes
right.
in this.
You're basically thinking that Orji is going to be the second coming of Denard Robinson. On the field, Denard.
Okay. You know he didn't tie his shoes?
I didn't know that. You know what? Why don't you? They probably should have called him something like Shoelace.
Stafford grew up with Clayton Kershaw. All right, go ahead.
Didn't Izzo know somebody at Northern Michigan? Mooch!
That's right. You know, Chris Allen's parents grew up on the same street as Magic Johnson.
Oh.
Kenny, we love all these prepackaged bits. I'm kidding. We hate them.
You know, Stafford and Kershaw grew up together.
Yeah, okay. Ian, 97.
Hey, did you know Charlie Bell's mother's first name was Bill? Yes, her name was Bill.
I'm going to Ian, 97.1. Ian, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. First of all, Michael, can you do me a favor? Can you go a little easy on Jeremy Otto? At least he did not say big and beefy. He just used the word beefy. Thank you.
Noted.
Second of all, guys, when the schedule came out, I didn't care who was quarterback at U of M. They were going to win 8 games. This is going to be a down year for them. It's so hard to get back to the mountaintop as a national champion in general. And they got some games, and Rico hit it on the head, and so did David. You got Oregon, and Big Ten teams travel west, and you got to go real far west now to play Washington. And now you got USC coming to town. You got, I think, honestly, I hate to say it, David, they're not beating Ohio State this year. And, there's that one game that they go play against, let's say, like an Illinois or someone, and they miss by a field goal or something crazy. This is going to be a really weird year for a lot of us, and I'm just thankful we got a championship because we ain't going to see one for a real long time, and there's no college football playoff this year.
David's clapping. He is.
No, he approves it. I agree with you, and water's wet. I know they're going to lose to Ohio State this year.
You know what the line is, Ian? on the game of the year line for that right now. OSU's laying 11.
What? Why?
Just telling you. OSU's an 11-point favorite against Michigan.
I guess because it's the home game for them. And I think Michigan's only won at the Columbus one time in the last couple decades.
I'm just having fun with Ian. And again, I wouldn't advise ever betting a game 4 months prior. Too much can happen.
I'm surprised it's not two touchdowns.
Give it time. I mean, if your quarterbacks can't throw a forward pass, Ian, give it time. It could happen.
Hey, guess, you know who was in Jack Tuttle's incoming class coming out of high school?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
The number one quarterback in that class was Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, my God. The guy's already on a second contract in the NFL.
Number two quarterback, by the way, was Justin Fields.
David, let me ask you a question, because you're a Michigan guy.
Yes.
And you brought up Ohio State. Now, you get in a weird spot, and I know he can't lose to Michigan again, right?
Correct.
But if we look at the trajectory of the Ohio State program, certainly this team is not as good as 2019 when he took over. Right?
Correct.
All right. This team is not as good as where they were 3 years ago.
Correct.
If you started charting these Ohio State teams, are we sure Ryan Day isn't the problem? No, I'm being serious, because here's what they don't do anymore. The minute Ohio State stopped recruiting difference makers in the front seven, is when Michigan turned the table on them. Forget about the cheating, and let's just go with physicality. Being able to line up and bully Ohio State. And what does Ohio State not have again? They don't have difference makers up front.
You're right.
Yeah, Ohio State used to put offensive linemen in the league every year.
And D-linemen.
Yeah, the Bosa brothers. Like, you always just knew.
Where's Chase the Bosa? Young. Where's the Chase Young? Where's the difference makers up front?
Yeah, because now, Zach Harrison was supposed to be that next guy. And
so
he was
what's the other numbnuts? Tuli Oli.
Yes.
Bop-a-doop-bop.
Yes.
I mean, all these guys. Where are the linebackers?
He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's not a Bosa. He's not a difference maker.
No, I think it's because he has to do everything. You're right. It's a void of... I think Ohio State fell into the whole, hey, come to Ohio State and be a wide receiver. And we just have a ton of wide receivers in the league, and you got all these, you know, specialty players, but you can't grind it out.
And their O-line? Listen, Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant should have a field day. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That OSU O-line, they are not physical. They're not tough. They're not able to get the tough yards. They're woeful in third and fourth and short. These are not opinions. These are facts. Like, I said it. Like, we're not doing a Buckeye pod, but I know Michigan fans care. I think this is Oregon's conference to win. I don't think OSU is a conference championship level team. And you get Will Howard, their quarterback. You want to talk about Michigan not going to the portal and doing impactful stuff? Will Howard is going to lose his job at Kansas State to Avery Johnson.
Yeah, but you can't really look.
What do you mean I can't say it?
I mean, you can, Mike, but it's not like, okay, because you're about to lose your job, you can't go someplace else and flourish. And
you can. I'm saying Avery Johnson is like Alex Orji. He can't throw a forward pass, but he's a great runner. I don't look, if you spun a wheel and said to me, Mike, here are 10 portal quarterbacks, and you spun the wheel and it came up Will Howard, I'd go, uh-oh, we lost that
Everyone
lottery.
Was expecting Cam Ward to go there.
Right.
And that did not
happen. How about Dylan Gabriel?
There but I'm just go. Saying, it's one of those things that, look at Justin Fields. He left Georgia. It worked out for him. Probably wasn't going to be the starting QB. And I know this is a unicorn, but Joe Burrow was not going to get the job at Ohio State.
I've heard that.
And he left, and the rest was history.
He played at Ohio State? Wow, didn't know that.
Okay, then let's go to Hunter, 97.1. Hi, Hunter. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
So I'm a diehard Michigan fan. I love Michigan, right? But I'm too concerned about the quarterbacks. With Orji, I see Joe Milton all over again. The other two have been in college for years, and they haven't done anything. And maybe I'm the odd guy out with this one, but if you know this is kind of going to be a rebuilding year, as much as this sounds stupid, maybe put Jaden Davis out there and see what you got now. This is the year to do it.
Well, okay, go ahead. Hunter, you first, please.
Hunter, here's the thing. I don't think that Michigan would ever just say, we're going to punt this year, because that's what you're doing. I don't think the fan base is ready for that, and I don't think the coaching staff is ready for that. Hunter, I understand where you're coming from, and I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, but that means you have to swallow your pride and say, we're not going to be good, and that's just not the Michigan way.
Well, that's what I would do. I would be okay with that, because you need to see what you have now with this kid. He was a 4-star recruit. He was a highly recruited kid. You know, see what you have.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to get yelled at by all the recruiting nerds. Didn't this kid's stock fall off a cliff his senior year? Wasn't at one point he was a 5-star kid and he basically just, you know, kept getting popped lower and lower and lower?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, he did not have a good Elite 11 session, and that kind of showed all the flaws.
That is what dropped him. But with his senior year, he was good. But his ranking dropped, and he didn't perform as well as he could have. But you need to see what you have at quarterback for the future, because he's supposed to be your guy in a couple
years. The problem is, if you throw the kid out there behind a brand-new offensive line, you don't have weapons. I mean, Loveland is excellent, but you lost three of your top four receivers. I think you need somebody who's played before. I do. You can do it. You might wreck the kid. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And if he's not what you thought he – like, look, right now – you don't think Boise State fans have some buyer's remorse? I mean, whatever they paid Malachi Nelson, he was the number one overall recruit in America. He goes to USC. He's supposed to be the next behind Caleb Williams. He couldn't beat out this Miller Moss kid. He leaves USC to go to Boise State. He doesn't win that job. He's now the backup behind, what is it, Madsen Maddox or whatever his name is. The kid's 4 feet tall. He's like white Gary Coleman. So at what point does your stock in high school not matter? Like, if you're Jaden Davis, if you can't beat out Davis Warren or Alex Orji, that makes me question some things. But I also think I don't want to ruin the kid. You put him out there, he'll get killed. I don't know, whatever. I don't have a football team. Leave me alone.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.